Hello and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd, Senior Pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California. Pastor Paul has a great message from the Parable of the Talents coming your way in just a moment. You know, almost every day we hear from people that are listening to us for the first time, and it strikes me that there may be some of you that really don't know much about Destined for Victory. So I thought it might be a good idea to invite Pastor Paul into the studio for just a moment to talk about that. So Pastor Paul, thank you for coming in here. Tell us about Destined for Victory and why you believe this is an important ministry.
Yes, Wayne, I believe with my whole heart that Destined for Victory is a God thing. In 2011, I did not have a radio ministry, didn't have a media ministry, and I wasn't sure I would ever have one. But the Lord showed me in no uncertain terms that He wasn't done using my ministry to reach the world. Now we're reaching people on more than 400 radio stations. We're reaching people on the internet. We now have YouTube presence. And I believe God's going to help us use every form of media to share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ with the world.
You know, I love radio, and it's amazing how God puts people in front of the radio at just the right moment to hear the word that they need to hear in their life at that time.
He certainly does. I've heard from people who said, literally, I heard from someone who said, I was taking my children to school and I was going to come home and kill myself.
Oh, no.
And when I got home, I turned on the radio and you were saying, don't give up. Mm. Whatever you do, don't give up. And the Lord used that particular broadcast to change this person's life. And they wrote in to testify, I'm alive because of Destined for Victory. That's the kind of thing God does. And I'm so excited about us using these forms of preaching the gospel so that others' lives are changed as well.
That's such a great testimony, Pastor Paul. Thank you. You know, stories like the one we just shared remind me that your gifts to Destined for Victory have the power to change lives and in some cases save them. Whether you're a current donor or someone who has given to Destined for Victory in the past, we want you to know that your donations are having an impact that echo in eternity. As our way of saying thanks for your generous donation today, we'll be happy to send you a copy of Pastor Paul's booklet, 7 Pounds of Grace. One of the gifts Jesus came to give you is the gift of pardon. When you accept Christ as your Savior, you have all of your sins, past, present, and future, wiped out. In 7 Pounds of Grace, Pastor Paul shares the good news that in Christ there is no guilt, no condemnation. The moment you are saved, it is just as if you never sinned. Again, it's called 7 Pounds of Grace, and it's our gift to you by request for your generous gift to Destined for Victory. Call 855-339-5500 to make your pledge over the phone. Or mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. You can also make a safe and secure donation from our website, pastorpaul.net.
You have to learn to say no to people who are trying to dictate to you things that are really not what God has called you to do at this point in time. You've got to be okay with saying no. Some of us have to learn to say no and not feel guilty about saying no.
Saying no may not always feel like the nice thing, but sometimes it's the right thing. If you love someone, a child, a spouse, a brother or sister in Christ, and if you find joy in helping them whenever they're in need, sometimes you may face a dilemma. That's why I'm glad you've joined us, because today's program can help. So here's Pastor Paul Shepherd with today's Destined for Victory message, making the most of what you have.
When they came to Jesus, they found a man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Isn't that funny how some folk will have the strangest reaction to spiritual things? Instead of rejoicing, they got scared. The man used to have demons in him. Now God set him free, and they're afraid. You ought to be saying, praise God. Oh, look at him. Oh, he got clothes on. Oh, he's acting like he has sense. Look at that. They were afraid. Verse 36. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured.
When all the people asked Jesus to leave them. Some folk are so messed up, they don't know help when it shows up. They ask him, why don't you leave? Because they were overcome with fear. So he got in the boat and left. But before he did, look at what happens, verse 38. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. You get the picture? Here's a man who is gloriously delivered from demons that had controlled his life. Now he's set free. God has blessed him. Jesus is about to leave. And he begs Jesus, please let me go with you. Jesus understood that the best thing to do for this man is to release him to do what God's called him to do, not let him become dependent on me. So Jesus tells him, no, you go home. I have work to do over here. You go home. Your ministry will be at home. Tell people that you come across what God did for you. You will do much more where God wants you to be than running around with me. And so Jesus said to a man begging him, he said no. And some of us have to learn to do that same thing. You have to learn to say no to people who are trying to dictate to you things that are really not what God has called you to do at this point in time. You've got to be okay with saying no. Some of us have to learn to say no and not feel guilty about saying no. Because my job is to do the will of God and to help you do the will of God with your time. You have to say no sometime to relatives who are trying to hang on to you past the time they ought to be hanging on to you. You got to say no. If you have relatives staying in your house and they're contributing and being a blessing and being a help, sure, let them stay there. But if you have folks just laying up on you, it's time to say no. It's time to say, look, my job in your life is to be a righteous influence. And what I'm doing right now is rewarding your dysfunction. So I got to stop enabling you. And I got to make a tougher choice. Love's got to be tough sometimes. And so some of us have to learn to say no. Some of you all built-in babysitters for your kids, your grown kids, and you got to revisit that. Is that working for what God wants you to do with your time? If you say there are certain times and I'm available, but I will let you know. I'm telling you what happened. When our kids were young, before we had moved out to California, we lived right next door for 3 years, right next door to my mother-in-law, right next door in a row home. Could hear one another right through the wall. My mother-in-law was right there. And when we moved in, she came over and welcomed us. Our kids were very young. And she, after welcoming us, she talked to us. And she said, now, I just want to make this, since you're brand new and we're living right next to the, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. She said, there will be times when my husband and I will be glad to have the grands come across the rail right there. We share the porch, just a rail. You can hand them right over the rail. We'll be glad at times, she said, but do not assume that because we are in proximity that we are 24-hour babysitting. She said, it's not going to happen. And she was right. She was right. And some of you have folk taking advantage of your goodness to your own destruction. And now they're off doing their thing. And you are saddled with something that God doesn't necessarily want you to give as much time to as you're giving. And you got to learn to say no. They're used to it now. I created this mess. Messes can be cleaned up. Sit them down. Say, you know what? We all created quite a mess here. But let's chip in and get this straight. Give them a deadline. Tomorrow, midnight. into a new contract. Tomorrow midnight, we're going to have some changes. And here are the ways. Here is the way we do life moving forward. You have to learn to say no sometimes so that the will of God can be done in your life. Because remember, our goal is to hear the Lord say, well done. Don't get in a popularity contest trying to get all your relatives and friends to say, well done. Don't let them give you your report card. You're not my teacher. I'm not working to get your degree of approval. Hey, you just changed. I'm walking with Jesus. He's changing me. Exactly right. Thank you for the compliment. I'm changing. I'm becoming more like my Savior. I'm putting up with less foolishness from folk who aren't helping me get where God is taking me. We can get this done. But you got to learn to say no. Learn to draw the boundaries. Learn to say this is the way it was, but it's not the way it's going to continue to be. Some changes have to happen here so that you can honor the time God's given you and do the will of God with it. And so we must learn the importance of saying no when it's necessary. And then another pointer, let technology help you maximize your use of time. One of the things I've learned and continue to rejoice in is that technology can be a blessing once you get your priorities straight. I've already talked about voicemail and, you know, answering machines. Just that simple feature can really help you do the will of God. Because it allows you to get to people, hear what they have to say, put them in priority based on what you're doing. You know, one of the blessings in my life is TiVo. It's a blessing. You know why? Because I can say there's something I want to see, but right now is not a good time for me to stop what I'm doing and try to view something live. TiVo it. It'll be there waiting on you. So that when you get to your time where you say, I'm going to sit down and relax, or if it's something educational, I'm going to sit down and focus on this and study, it'll be there. Now, TiVo isn't giving me a cut. I don't know those folk. But it's the kind of thing, a simple thing that can help you. You can focus, you can get to it when it is time to, as opposed to live. Now, we grew up back in the days where if you missed it, you just missed it. Y'all remember that? You who are, you know, 35, 40, you know, back when we were growing up, when we were kids, if something was coming on that you really wanted to see, you tried to move heaven and earth so that you could see it, because that was it. Live TV was all there was. In fact, we grew up in a time where you didn't have all these channels and stuff. Now you can sit there and have all this, the list of, give you a headache of all the things that are available to you. But we grew up in the days when in your city there was 5, 6, 7 stations. That was it. Live. You had an antenna on the top of your TV.
There's plenty more coming your way on today's Destined for Victory, so stay with us. In addition to radio, today's program is also available on demand at pastorpaul.net and on the go through our free mobile app. Search Destined for Victory at your app store, or access the daily broadcast through your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, play Destined for Victory. You can also watch selected video clips by subscribing to Pastor Paul on YouTube. For links to all of Pastor Paul's social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, log on to pastorpaul.net. Now, here is Pastor Paul with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message, making the most of what you have.
Now you got all this ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Classic, ESPN News, ESPN used to be, ESPN... Golf channels and basketball channels, football channels and baseball. Y'all know back in the day it was Wide World of Sports. That was it. Wide World of Sports was it. Other than a live game itself. Wide World, we live for Wide World of Sports. You could get caught up. It would come on with that opening monologue and the man would talk about the thrill of victory. And y'all got it, the agony of defeat. And look at us now. We're now blessed with technology where you don't have to be there live. You don't have to change your whole life around. You can record something. Say, I want to see that later. A lot of good Christian programming on now. Now, you got to be careful. Not everything on a Christian station is good. I promise you, I've seen some of it. Some of that stuff, the best thing you can do is keep it off of your TV. You're mildly confused now. When they get through with you, you'll be gravely confused. But in the midst of that, you can find the right show. Some of my friends and colleagues have broadcasts, and I can tune in and let them preach to me. I'm always preaching, and so I can sit down. And some one of the members asked me the other day, Pastor, how do you get fed? I say, I've got some colleagues, and I make sure to tap in and listen to what God is saying through them. And I'll sit, but I can do it on my schedule rather than having to live with the tyranny of the right now, of the live moments. So let technology help you. Email can be a blessing if you regulate it. If you regulate it, you don't have to be live with email all the time. Doesn't have to be instant messaging. If you, like me, I've had some folk get mad because they emailed me one day and I didn't respond within that 24-hour period. And when I hear back from them, they got an attitude. I've got an attitude. You know, you can read an attitude right in the email. Y'all ever got attitude emails? Is it just me? Attitude. Now, I wrote you yesterday. I don't know what your problem is. My problem is I'm doing the will of God, and I read your raggedy email. And I couldn't get to it that day. Probably won't get to it today. Because it's in the quadrant of, you think it's urgent, but I know it's not important. And so I will get back to you. And so you have to learn. It can be a blessing, but regulate it. Don't live under the tyranny of it. Regulate it. When it's not email time, turn it off. It'll be there when you get back to it. Some of you singles can hardly go on a date. How are you going to know when God sent you somebody? You always just always communicating, can't even focus on one person who's trying to get to know who you are. And you're showing them you're paranoid. You're paranoid. You're scared to lose touch. Can't even sit down and have dinner and talk and fellowship. Something wrong with you. So Pastor loves you. I'm trying to help you now. Put it up. Put it up. You get to it later. Some of y'all can't drive for doing things in your car. When you get behind the wheel of the car, there's one thing you're supposed to do. Drive. I was coming to church today and saw a lady kind of wobbling. And I said, oh, let me, and she wasn't doing much speed. So I said, I don't like this wobbling. Let me get around her. I don't know if she drank something or whatever. And so I was going past her and I looked over to see if I could kind of discern what the problem. And the problem was that she down there texting. On the freeway. Texting on the freeway. Just then, head down. And I said, the blood of Jesus. Let me get out of here. Out of here. Gonna dent my car up because you don't know why you behind the wheel. You're supposed to be driving. But we get caught up quickly. Get caught up quickly. That's technology for you. And so we have to learn to let it be a blessing, but you dictate to it. Do not let it dictate to you. You decide how you're going to invest your time to make sure you do the will of God in every area of your life. When it is time to worship, you worship. When it is time to work, you work. And work, again, is outside of the home and in the home. When it's time to build relationships, you build relationships with other people, and you give them your time and your attention. When it is time to rest, you rest. When it's time to relax, you do that. Do it well. Find the fillers. When it's time for you to enjoy yourself, don't let anything come in that's not enjoyable unless it is truly urgent and important. You got to master your own schedule. Some of you, the best thing you can do is take a good break. good vacation, good rest. Get your mind cleared. You're uptight and you're antsy and you're cranky and you're nervous. And the people in your life are wondering what's wrong with you. And you need to honor the fact that there is an important thing that needs to happen in your life. Relaxation. Have some fun. When I see pent-up people in the fellowship, I know that it's not necessarily they need more of the Spirit. Sometimes you just need to go somewhere and take a break and give your family a break and find the right ways to utilize your time. You know, and you got to find what works for you. Find what works for you. Some of y'all like the mountains. Go to the mountains. I'm not going with you. I told you that. But if that fills you, go to the mountains. We got campers and people who just love that. That's where you get rejuvenated. Go. Quit inviting me and just go. I don't do the woods. Nothing out there I want. He didn't call me to the woods. He called me to the beach. Promise you, God called me to the beach. The Caribbean, Hawaii. That's where you find Pastor Paul. He ain't gonna find me somewhere out in the woods, zipped up in some bag. That does not work for me. And people have tried it. No, no, Pastor, it's really exciting. The air is so fresh and what have you. It's really exciting. And no, no, we're secure. We're in the tent. I don't do tents. And, you know, people get excited about the wrong thing. Oh, you know, there was a bear in the campground the other night. And they're like talking like that's a happy thing. What's the matter with y'all? That's not good news. No, no. You'll find me at the beach. Find me on a cruise. That water just speaks to me, just ministers. When I hear the waves, I just minister. I'm on the cruise, I get a little room with a balcony, just sit out there and just listen to the water and feel the warm breeze, and I can get born again out there. You find what works for you and work it, baby, work it. Because God is going to call us all into account for the way we used our time. Did you do the things that pleased me with your time? Did you make sure you honored the moments I gave you? God's given you moments every day. You can't take them for granted because one day they will cease. Did you do with this moment? Maximize your moments in the will of God. Maximize your seasons. Do the right thing in the right season because it will get to the results that God has ordained for your life. I want to encourage you to understand that we are stewards of God's time. You have no time to waste, none to waste.
Thanks so much for being with us today for Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Making the Most of What You Have. Look for us online at pastorpaul.net, where you can listen to any recent message on demand, and also where you'll find a host of products and services at our online store, including this month's special offer, 7 Pounds of Grace.
I want to help us understand that not only is our treasure a trust given us from God to give Him a return on that investment, and not only is our time a trust from God, but we need to see that our talents, our abilities are also a trust from God.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Making the Most of What You Have. Until then, please remember, He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.